WGNS, Murfreesboro.
This is FM 100.5, 101.9, AM 1450, and WGNSradio.com. Rutherford County's place to talk. Stand by, Rutherford County. The WGNS Action Line continues a search for truth.
Good morning to you. Welcome into the Action Line from WGNS. This morning, we're going to be focusing on Middle Tennessee State University. And the first segment, we're going to focus on a special event that's just around the corner. Dr. Stephen Smith is with us this morning. Good morning to you, Dr. Smith.
Good morning.
Great to have you with us.
Thank you.
The Associate Dean of the College of Liberal Arts and a voice professor. John Underwood, the production manager for Tucker Theater, is also here. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
Great to have both of you with us. Tell us what's coming up.
Well, it's called Joys of the Season. This will be the fifth year we've done this. Mark Burns, who's now currently the provost at MTSU, was the dean of the College of Liberal Arts. It was sort of his idea, as I understand it, and wanted to sort of show off some of the talent of our students and the various in the dance program, the theater, the music, the art programs, just have some of that on display for the audiences, local audiences, and maybe raise a little bit of money for the arts, MTSU Arts. And so we've been doing that, and this will be our fifth attempt. And we've been fairly successful the last few years.
It gets better every time.
Well, we keep tweaking it, and we like to think it's getting better every time, yes.
Now, when is Joys of the Season? When is it offered?
It's going to be Sunday, the 1st of December. That happens to – we always do it the Sunday, or we've been doing it the last couple of years, on the Sunday before the last day of classes. This particular year, it happens to fall on Thanksgiving weekend, which is December 1st. It's at 3 o'clock in the afternoon. It'll last about an hour or so, not much more than an hour, if that, and gives people a chance to come and listen to some good music, watch some dancing and some musical theater performances, and just sort of – hopefully get people in a good mood so they go out there and spend a lot of money for the merchants in Murfreesboro.
We have been going to that, and it's a good way to start that Christmas feeling.
I mean, thank you, Bart.
It really is.
We'd like to think that, yes.
Now, is there a charge to go?
Yeah, it's a $15 charge, and I think K through 12 is $5. So we're trying to make it as family-friendly as possible.
Now, is there a need to get the tickets in advance, John, or can you get them at the door?
Yes, you can actually purchase them online at mtsuarts.com. There's a ticket link there that you can get your tickets ahead of time. That way you know you're going to have your seat. The seats are general admission, so when you show up, you can just come and sit with your family and your friends and enjoy the show.
For people who have never been to Tucker Theater, phenomenal theater, and a couple of years ago, I guess it was, you did a sort of makeover.
Yes, sir. Yeah. 2010, they did a full renovation, and they kept the bones of the theater, which is a beautiful space, and then just upgraded it to be a little bit more contemporary and have technology that is based around what we're doing nowadays.
And that is the tool that you use to train students in that area.
Absolutely. Yes, sir. Yeah. It's a common space that is used with both theater, dance, music, university events. There's a lot of different opportunities to come in and be a part of some of the university events here on campus, and this is a highlight of one of those events.
And over the Christmas season, you have, well, up until school gets out, you have had some other events going on there that people can be a part of.
Yes, sir. We just recently closed Kiss Me Kate, which is our first musical of the season, and we are looking at a dance concert this weekend. I think that your listeners will hear more about this morning, and then we'll quickly move towards Joys of the Season, which will be a fun combination of the different departments here in the College of Liberal Arts.
That's one thing that you need to be thinking about. That's December the 1st, a Sunday, 3 until 4 in the afternoon. You're in there, you're out, and then you can move on to go shopping or eat dinner with friends or whatever you want to do. I mean, it's not something that you go and you stay for hours on end.
No, sir. No, this will be a fun, fluid production. It'll go by quick, and you'll be very involved and really get you in the mood for the upcoming season.
Very good. Dr. Smith, tell us a little more about what is being offered through the College of Liberal Arts. I know you're very proud of that, and especially as it ties to this production of Joys of the Season.
Well, this production ties in with the arts component of the College of Liberal Arts, the performing arts,
right,
basically, and visual and from the art department, for theater and dance and music. You know, the School of Music itself has about 100 concerts and recitals every semester, so around 200 a year, an academic year, in Hinton Hall mostly, and other places in the Wright Music Building and Tucker Theater. Saunders Fine Arts Building, yeah. So we got a lot of that. And the theater department, they do straight plays, and you know, just regular plays. They do musical theater productions. They do dance concerts and things like that, as John was mentioning a moment ago. And then there's, you know, the art department has been doing a Saturday afternoon, well, not necessarily afternoon, but Saturdays they will open up, and they have various instructors will be doing workshops in different areas, and people can come from outside and come on campus, go into the art building and work. And it's a pretty active component of the College of Liberal Arts.
Middle Tennessee State University offers so much to this community. They have some great programs for people who are not interested in, maybe they already have their degree and they're an MTSU alumni, and they want to go back and learn something. You can audit classes. You can do a lot of things.
Do a lot of that every summer. I think in May, May or June, I can't remember exactly, early summer, we have lifelong learning. They have various professors from some of the various departments from the College of Liberal Arts who will provide instruction and give talks and presentations about various topics of interest, and people can sign up and register for those classes. And generally speaking, when I've been there toward the end of the week, I can't remember what day of the week it is, but like four weeks in a row, you have these presentations from various faculty members. And there's a very positive response from most of the people involved in that, at least from what I've seen.
For people who are new to the community and have not been on the MTSU campus, first of all, the new entrances are great. Boy, it really spruced things up.
It did spruce it up. It took a long time to get it done, but it was fun.
What a great, you know, they say the first impression is the one that counts. You really give a good first impression.
Well, we'd like to think we give a good second and third and fourth impression as well, but I think you're right about that, Bart. I think you're right.
Now, if we're looking at Middle Tennessee State University, which is, of course, a phenomenal part of our community, how many students do you have out there now?
The last number I was quoted was around 22,000 students,
yeah,
altogether,
wow,
which is a good size. When I came in the fall of 98, that was my first year. I'm in my 22nd year at MTSU, and I think there were around 16,000 students at that time, if memory serves.
Mm-hmm.
And so it grew. We were knocking on the door of 27,000 about 10 years ago. Of course, with the economic downturn in the late that first decade of the 21st century, toward the end of that first decade, all colleges and universities around the country were suffering from a decline in enrollment quite a bit. But I think we've stopped the flow a little bit. The blood is not spilling quite so rampantly now as it used to. We're beginning to see some increases in enrollment in various departments. And the irony is the three departments in the College of Liberal Arts that are experiencing the most growth are theater and dance, music, and art.
Interesting.
And you know, with all the hullabaloo about how, you know, what's the English department? What's the most important phrase you need to learn if you're an English major? Is, you know, would you like fries with that? I mean, you would think that those three, the performing and visual,
right,
and performing arts, would not be the ones that are growing the most, but they are at MTSU right now.
Well, I think they're really seeing more of a correlation between the arts and science and math and things, because it's proven now that helps you to do better in math and things.
We're doing some great things. You know, the medical schools even, I have a daughter who's in medical school, is finishing up this year, and They have discovered that music majors do very well in medical school. So a lot of music majors who, they have to take their biology and chemistry and all that to get into medical school, but they're finding that with the discipline involved in doing well in a music degree, for example, is going to serve you very well in medical school. And so one of my oldest daughters, one of her roommates at a different college, which I shall remain unnamed at this point, She went to Baylor Medical School with a piano performance degree from that college, and she's doing very well. She's up in Kentucky now in a residency, and so it's an interesting conversation is changing. I mean, people are realizing the importance of arts and of English and history and all these other kinds of things. You know, there's a lot of information. I use quotations around that out there. You know, you pretty much anything you want to believe, you can find somebody out there on the internet who's going to tell you, who's going to reinforce whatever that belief might be.
Now, we've talked a little about the growth at the university. It's still the largest undergraduate school in Tennessee. How are we doing on the graduate side? We're adding more and more graduate programs. Are we getting to the point where we might just be the largest university in Tennessee?
Well, I think that's a few years down the road. I think it's probably something that a lot of us are thinking about, certainly some of the upper administration are working toward. But I don't think that's going to happen anytime real soon. But it is a goal I think many people in the upper administration have. I can't speak for them. I'm sort of middle management, as it were. So, and I'm often the last person to find out about these things. So, it is something to be hoped for. But you can get a very good undergraduate degree and undergraduate education at MTSU, and I think dollar for dollar, you're not going to do any better anywhere else.
And great people over there, too. Phenomenal.
Very strong faculty and administration as well.
Now, before we leave this morning, let's go back, because it's the old thing of you tell them once and then they sort of heard it and you need to tell them again. The joys of the season is around the corner. When is it, where is it, and what is it?
It'll be Sunday, December 1st, 2019, 3 p.m. at Tucker Theater. It's located at the core of the campus, and we'll have a selection of different arts organizations, from music and theater and dance, as well as some visual art on display. So it will have something for everybody. One-hour show, come in, enjoy the time, get out, have some time with your family. And enjoy the season.
Yeah, get in the mood.
That's right.
Absolutely. You can get those tickets in advance. How do you do that?
At mtsuarts.com, you can get those tickets in advance and enjoy the show.
And if you choose not to get them in advance?
You can get them at the door. We'll have student staff there serving tickets at the front of Tucker Theater, which is located at 615 Champion Way.
All righty. So the date, once again?
That is December 1st at 3 p.m.
And that's a Sunday?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Sounds like a winner. So let's get together and head over to Middle Tennessee State University on the 1st. That's right, the first day of December,
which
is a Sunday. And that's the Thanksgiving weekend.
Yes, sir.
You got the family in town for Thanksgiving.
Right.
You might as well all join together and have some fun there and just really make it
And if you're tired of the family, you can just you've got a good excuse to go somewhere else for Sunday afternoon.
Don't tell them and just slip away. Thank you both for joining us this morning. Stay with us. Much more coming as we focus on Middle Tennessee State University. Dr. Stephen Smith with us, the Associate Dean of the College of Liberal Arts, voice professor. Also, John Underwood, the production manager for Tucker Theater. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Merry and bright, and may all your Christmases be bright.
I'm dreaming of a white Christmas, just like the ones I used to know, where the treetops glisten and children listen.
We're your local sports connection. Brian Barrett and John Dinkins take you to the game on WGNS AM FM, online.
One of our biggest items on the menu has always been our soup at Demas's. The problem that we have had is that people have to wait in long lines when you're not feeling really good to get a soup. So we have created something that we call Soup Express. And it's different kiosks that we have with a separate line to be able to pick up soup, pay for it with a credit card, and take it home right away. The Soup Express is only for our quarts of soup or above, and with no other types of food. Nothing else is just when you want soup, and that's why we call it Soup Express. It's only at Demas's restaurants.
Here at Animal City, we can help you enjoy the therapeutic effects of your beautiful aquarium, whether at the home or at your office. Hi, this is Amanda from Animal City, inviting your family to come do business with my family. Here at Animal City, we have everything that you need to spruce up your old tank or set up a beautiful new one. We have the supplies and expertise to help you be successful whether you want to do freshwater or saltwater. Come see us at Animal City, 919 Northwest Broad Street in Murfreesboro.
We'll see partial sunshine developing this afternoon with a high in the low 50s, northwest winds of 5 to 10 miles per hour. Tonight, mostly cloudy skies and a low near 38. I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on News Radio WGNS. Currently, it's 36.
This weather brought to you by First National Bank of Murfreesboro.
Experience real hometown banking. I'm Shelley Rigsby, manager of First National Bank of Murfreesboro. We're at 2230 Mercury Boulevard. We are a local community bank. We offer a personal one-on-one experience with each of our customers that you will not be able to get with the larger institutions. Come see us at the Bank Murfreesboro Calls First. First National Bank of Murfreesboro, Mercury Boulevard, member FDIC.
This is Sue Hall with the Villages of Murfreesboro. And I would like to offer to you to come try out our village experience for 2 weeks and see how it feels. Having three chef-prepared meals every day. Make new friends. Learn a new hobby. Lots of fun activities. Try our village experience for 2 weeks and see what you think. The Villages of Murfreesboro, 2550 Willow Oak Trail. We are very close to the avenue and close to the hospital.
When the weather's at its worst, we're at our best. Talk Radio WGNS, Murfreesboro. FM 100.5, 101.9, AM 1450, TV 11.
Welcome back. Our phone number is 615-893-1450. We are talking this morning about Middle Tennessee State University. So many great things happening at MTSU, and that's what we're going to be talking about. We're going to be, in this segment, talking about the MTSU Dance Theater Program, and dance students are with us. In fact, we're covered with just all sorts of dance students with us this morning. A whole studio full of them. Meg Brooker is with us, dance professor at MTSU. Meg, good morning to you.
Good morning.
Great to have you with us today.
Thank you.
Tell us a little about the fall concert coming up.
Well, our fall concert is coming up this week. We open on Thursday night, and we run Thursday, Friday, and Saturday at 7:30. The MTSU dance program right now is in its third year of implementation of a full Bachelor of Science dance degree. We have the only dance degree in the state of Tennessee right now, and we're very excited to be growing with over 40 dance majors. And my colleague, faculty member Laura Walker, is actually going to share a little bit more about the content of this fall concert.
Laura, good to have you today.
Thank you so much. Glad to be here. Yes, as Meg said, our pre-professional company will showcase faculty, guest artists, and student choreography. And what's so great about the show is it explores a wide variety of themes, ranging from homelessness to the overuse of technology and even personal triumph. Meg's piece is a beautiful work entitled Zephyr, which draws inspiration from the shape, texture, and color of summer storm clouds. My piece, Anthropogenic, reflects on society's all-consuming obsession and attachment to technology and the hollow filter in which that defines human interaction. Faculty member Jade Treadwell, her piece of Salt and Sand is a very beautiful visual investigation of retracing Senegal's coastal beauty through a dark history of the transatlantic slave trade. Erin Allen, a new faculty member, You Are Here explores relationships and individuality within the confinement of society's boxed expectations. And we're also very excited to be producing a student work this semester by Sierra Smith, a senior. Her piece is entitled Lost Souls Get Found. This speaks to the emotional dilemmas In approaching graduation for some students, and really the power in believing in one's strength and self. And our students had a wonderful opportunity, thanks to the MTSU Distinguished Lecture Fund, to work with guest artist Will Gill, a Chicago-based choreographer. And I'm going to let our dancer, Cora Wright, talk about that a bit.
All righty, Cora, come on up and tell us about that.
Hi. We worked with Will Gill. He's from Chicago, and he choreographed a piece called This Too Shall Pass. And it's about homelessness. He talked to us about being inspired by what he called the epidemic of homelessness in Chicago, especially with women. And he told us stories about how he was walking down the street and people would speak to him, and just kind of like the internal dilemmas of how you help and find empathy and what the realities of what people are going through. And he had us develop our own characters. Some of us are portraying homeless people, and some of us are portraying the folks walking down the street past them. And it was just a really inspiring experience, and I think the piece shows a lot of empathy and also community. So Katie's going to talk a little more about what it's like to work with him. I worked with her. With him and her previously.
Yeah, it was really neat to work with Will, because we had, the dance department had worked with him before at the Frist Center with a visual artist, Nick Cave, and we worked with him in sound suits. So Will Gill choreographed in the sound suits. So we already, like, kind of knew him, and we got to know, like, his style of dance. And it was really exciting to, like, see him again in a different light, something outside of the codified movement quality of the sound suits, and really get to, like, see him as a person and what it meant for him to, like, put work on us. And it was really exciting. It was really rewarding to be with him, too, because he was just so, like, into being with us and making sure we understood what we were supposed to do and how we were supposed to do it. And it's really nice to share that work with him.
Very good. Let's talk with another person who's involved. Hi, what's your name?
Hi, I'm Ruth Ann.
Hey, Ruth Ann, tell us a little about what you're doing with the production.
Yes. So, as they talked about partnering with or having guest artist Will Gill and just the piece about homelessness, our dance society, which is a wonderful opportunity for dancers to serve in leadership roles with the intention of serving the dance program and our colleagues at MTSU, we decided we wanted to reach out and partner with a local organization that focuses on ending homelessness. So we reached out to Amber Hampton with the Murfreesboro Cold Patrol, whose mission is to end the revolving door of homelessness through outreach, advocacy, and resource support. We're very excited to give our concert goers the opportunity to join us in this outreach by bringing coats, blankets, socks, sleeping bags, three-man tents, and underwear in all adult sizes. Katie even decorated a cute box for the items to be dropped in at the concert.
So this is November 21st through 23rd at Tucker Theater, the fall dance concert.
Yes.
Bring those items.
Yes, absolutely, okay. Please.
Very good. And it's cold. You know, winter mm-hmm. got here early.
Mm-hmm. It did.
It sure did.
So these are things that MTSU is doing to help the community. And it's very much a part of this fall dance concert. Tell us a little more about that, Meg. Tell us about the concert. Tell us it's pretty unique to have a program, the only one in the state, a dance program, and I would think that there's a real need for that with the way Nashville is growing, doing a lot of big network television shows, all out of Music City. There's a need for this talent.
There absolutely is a need. And part of our mission with the dance program is to provide a foundation and training in modern and ballet techniques. Our dancers also study a range of other techniques, including tap, jazz, dance for theater, improvisation. Dancers study choreography. They study dance history. They study dance kinesiology, which is the science of how the body moves. And we're also really working to nurture our students as choreographers and as artists. And so this particular fall dance concert is exciting for us because our program is growing to the extent that we're able to begin to fully produce student choreography and student works. And so we encourage everyone in the Murfreesboro community to come support these dancers. The work is very strong. And the concert features six pieces. It's a little over an hour long. It's not too long. And there's also a lot of really great tech and design support. So we're grateful to our theater colleagues and our Department of Theater and Dance for fully realizing the vision of these dance works.
Tell us this, because it's so important for people to study in areas where they have a passion. But it's also nice to study in an area where there are jobs once you get your degree and that you can make a living income. Does the School of Dance, does it offer that? And what kind of jobs would you be getting?
I believe that studying dance is the most interesting thing that a student could focus on academically, because it gives you a skill set not only to think critically and analytically about culture, to create cultural artifacts through artwork, but to also develop nonverbal listening skills, the ability to cooperate with other people in a group, self-confidence, to be able to walk into a room and embody space, an understanding and an awareness of embodiment, coupled with the intellectual growth that our students develop is quite interesting. And our graduates are doing a range of different things right now. I like to say that the entertainment industry is just kind of one door that invites students into a whole world of dance. We have students who are interested in teaching and pedagogy in the field of dance therapy. We have students looking at graduate school. We have students who have who are looking at dance in relationship to anthropology. We have a recent graduate who just opened in Moulin Rouge on Broadway. We have dancers who are interested in commercial dance and in the entertainment field. But we are also really cultivating creative thinkers who are connecting their minds and their bodies. And from my perspective, I think that's one of the greatest things that we can offer as an academic program at MTSU. And as I said, we're growing. We're holding auditions on Saturday the 23rd during our fall concert weekend. We're over 40 majors right now, and we're looking forward to welcoming around 20 to 25 prospective students at our auditions on Saturday. So we're very excited about all of this.
Very definitely. Now, before we leave on this segment, let's go over once again the dates for the fall dance concert, because we're right on the doorsteps.
So those dates are November 21st, 22nd, and 23rd. That's Thursday, Friday, and Saturday at 7:30 p.m.
This Thursday,
Friday, and Saturday. We are in rehearsals, in the thick of it right now. So we will be at the theater for the whole rest of the week, and we hope to see you all at our show this weekend.
This Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. Tickets are how much, and where do you get them?
Tickets are available through the Tucker Theater box office, mtsu.edu, and look for the Tucker Theater. And I believe the tickets are $10. So they're $10 to the general public. And for MTSU students, they are free. So if you are an MTSU student, please come support our dancers and see an incredible show.
And be sure and bring a coat.
And bring coats, bring underwear, bring socks, bring whatever you can to support our community.
Very definitely. That's this Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, 7:30 in the evening. And that's over at Tucker Theater. You need to be there, and you'll not only have fun, but it's a great cause here in the community. Thank you for joining us and telling us about this.
Thank you so much for having us.
Stay with us. Much more to come as we continue our focus on Middle Tennessee State University.
We got some good neighbors, and we like bragging on them. Nominate a good neighbor every day. Put it in writing on WGNS. WGNS. AM. FM. Online.
Sure, we'd thought about downsizing and moving. What we really wanted was a new family room. So we called Ron Hall at Farrer Construction. He made that dream come true. Later, we decided to renovate the kitchen and then the bathroom. Both times, it was Ron Hall at Farrer Construction. Why don't you call Ron Hall at Farrer Construction Company? 615-893-6120. Farrer Construction Company.
Making decisions are hard. Having an opportunity to try things out first makes them a lot easier. This is Sue Hall with the Villages of Murfreesboro. Come try out our Village experience. Some of the reasons you would want to come to the Villages would be to never have to wait for a table at a restaurant, bingo, Bible study, movies, musicians, fun every day here at the Villages of Murfreesboro, 2550 Willow Oak Trail, just off the battlefield grounds and close to the hospital.
Hello, this is Lisa Halliburton with Bell Jewelers. We just decided since we were 140 years old, it was time to spruce up. We remodeled.
Bell Jewelers is celebrating 140-year anniversary as Murfreesboro's oldest retailer.
We brought in some new designer lines, so I encourage you to stop by and see everything and say hello.
Shop in Murfreesboro.
Bell Jewelers, 821 Northwest Broad Street, here in Murfreesboro.
We'll see partial sunshine developing this afternoon with a high in the low 50s, northwest winds of 5 to 10 miles per hour. Tonight, mostly cloudy skies and a low near 38. I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on News Radio WGNS. Currently, it's 36.
Hi, this is Gator with Tire World Off-Road. We're your local rough country dealer. So when you're ready to add some character to your rig, ask for Gator at Tire World Off-Road on Memorial Boulevard.
This is Sean Brown at Tire World on Broad Street. Online at tireworld.us.
We take you to the local games. We're WGNS, FM 100.5, FM 101.9, and AM 1450.
Little darling, may I see that the smiles are returning to the faces? Little darling, it's been so many years since they've been there.
Welcome back. Melissa Wright is our winner of Simply Pure Sweet's birthday club, the WGNS birthday club. Happy birthday to Melissa Wright, winning the goodies from Simply Pure Sweet's. And our good neighbors of the day today, congratulations going out to a couple who's just very much a part of the community. Dalton and Catherine, they're cashiers at the South Rutherford Walmart. The person says they're always rays of sunshine who lift spirits of everybody around them. And they're going to receive flowers from Jenny Harrison and the family at Ryan, flowers, coffee, and gifts. Want to remind you the Art Studio Tour is coming up this weekend. That's right, 10 until 5, the Art Studio Tour. Saturday and Sunday, both days. The Art Studio Tour, don't miss it. And if you'd like a map to the nine studios, there are nine studios this year. Phenomenal opportunity. Go to artstudiotour.org. artstudiotour.org. Welcome back. We're focusing on Middle Tennessee State University. And in this segment this morning, we're going to be talking with Cynthia Chasen, the Associate Director for the Center for the Health and Human Services. Christina Bird is with us, Program Coordinator for the Blue Raiders Drink Up Nutrition. And also we're going to be talking about Blue Raiders Drink Up Healthy Choices for healthy students. We have two names, but I see three people, so we must have somebody left out. Who is the extra one? We don't have.
Hello, my name is Spring Garner, and I'm a registered dietitian working with the grant.
Well, good to have you with us today, Spring.
Good to be here.
Tell us, whoever wants to jump in, how did you come up with this idea about drinking to good health?
Well, I can start. I'm the director of the Center for Health and Human Services, and our mission is better health and well-being for Tennesseans. And we have an obesity epidemic in our state, as does most of the nation. We came up with this idea as a result of participating in the Southern Obesity Summit last year. That is a group of 16 southern states that come together for the purpose of information sharing, developing best practices, sharing best practices on obesity. We all are very concerned about that. And the focus of the conference last year was very much on beverage choice, beverage consumption. And I brought that idea back with an idea of what can we do on our campus. We have 22,000 students, and the demographics there are very similar to the state in overweight and obesity with our student population. So what can we do to help our students? And we looked at some things we could do with beverage consumption, because we can all drink more water. That's something that we all should be doing. So the purpose of the grant, we applied for funding through the Tennessee Department of Health. They have a Project Diabetes Initiative, and we were successful in receiving funding for our proposal.
Now, so we don't drink enough water or just liquids? What is it?
Well, water is the preferred beverage of choice. However, I'll let Spring, our dietitian, talk more about the sugar content of beverages. But oftentimes, we just drink too many of our calories and too much of our sugar in a given day. So we wanted to change the culture on campus where the beverage of choice is water. And that's not to say we never drink soft drinks. We never drink our flavored coffees, but it's all about balance, and those beverages are okay, but for the most part, we want the beverage of choice to be water.
Okay, well, tell us a little more about that, if you would.
Sure. So typically, we say to drink about half your body weight in ounces. So for example, if you're 150-pound male, you'll be drinking about 75 ounces in water. A lot of students aren't meeting that. In fact, we're seeing a lot of students drink soda. It's really fascinating because a lot of times students don't recognize when you drink one 12-ounce soda, that's about 25 grams of added sugar, just empty calories. And research studies have shown that when you're consuming over 50 grams of added sugar in a day, you're putting yourself at adverse health effects, risks such as diabetes and obesity.
So drink half of your weight in ounces, and preferably water.
Yes.
So if you weigh 200 pounds, 100 ounces?
Yes, that
that's
is correct.
That's a lot of water. You'll be floating around.
And also, some people don't recognize you get a lot of your water intake from food, too. So if you're eating soups, a lot of fruits and vegetables, those have a good water content. So those definitely count.
Now, what does the water do for you? Why is this so important?
It's really good for hydration, so just maintaining our skin's integrity, helping our kidneys filter out toxins, and just keeping us alert and just helping with our hydration.
So in addition to keeping our bodies healthier, and it helps us to lose weight, keeps our skin better?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely losing weight too, especially when we're replacing water. For some of those sugary beverages, we're kind of getting rid of some of those added calories, which can help with our weight loss efforts.
Okay, so if we drank half of our weight in water, in ounces, each day, would we start losing weight, or do we need to change the other food also?
I guess it really depends where you are. If you're already drinking a lot of water, you might maintain your weight. But if you swap, like someone who's drinking two sodas per day, if they swap that with water, they could lose about half a pound per week.
Okay. Let me ask you this, because we've had physicians on before who have said, if you have to drink a soda, drink the clear ones as opposed to the dark colored ones. Why is that?
Sure. So a lot of times that's because dark colas, like our Pepsis, our Coca-Colas, they have phosphorus in it. And what the phosphorus can do is it can leach from our bone density. So it kind of makes our bones more brittle. When we drink clear sodas, they don't have that phosphorus in it. So it doesn't affect our bone metabolism as much.
Okay. Is there anything with the sparkly stuff in it that's bad for us, carbonation?
Carbonation for the general public really isn't so much bad. So if you drink in moderation, there should be no problem.
So if you love carbonated water, that is suitable.
That's a really good choice for a lot of people, yes.
Okay. Interesting. So let's talk a little more about this. Christina, tell us a little more about some of the things you're discovering, because this is new to most people listening. I mean, we know you should drink water, and I think you keep hearing 7 or 8 glasses a day. That doesn't even come close to what you're talking about.
Right, and we have been tackling this through many different efforts. We also have a cooking class that we are doing with students on campus, and this cooking class is showing how to basically shop on a budget, to meal plan, prep early. So, and beverage consumption is, of course, our main focus there. But what we try to do is we have a registered dietitian and UT Extension community outreach partner had partnered with us, and we had structured this class so we can show students that it's easy to incorporate these little small tweaks and tips into their everyday lifestyle. We want to just bring awareness of how much sugar these students are typically consuming, because they think vitamin water is a good alternative, or chocolate milk, apple juice, orange juice, which that is definitely good in moderation, but it is surprising the sugar content of these beverages. But we have had 9 different events on campus just since the semester started. We have been able to touch 487 students through these outreach programs. So we're really excited, and we're hopefully going to see a shift. Granted, this has just started and launched in August. So we have really good momentum, and the students are being really receptive and very interested in this topic.
It's always interesting to look at habits in different parts of the country. And the Southeast usually gets the low end of being healthy. If you look at some of the upper ends of people who are really healthy, are they drinking large amounts of water? Is that what's different? Or are they just eating better? Are they exercising more? Are we just blowing it in every area?
They are honestly doing that the triple, the trifecta, we like to call it. It is very hard to drink that much water, but everything is good in moderation, and just the awareness. Definitely exercise is an integral piece, and healthy eating as well. But definitely those healthier people are drinking a lot of water, they are eating well, and they are getting the recommended amount of exercise.
Now, you mentioned about November being National Diabetes Awareness Month. By drinking more water, and again, when we say more, we're talking about take your body weight, divide it in half, that's how many ounces per day. If you do that, do you reduce your risk for diabetes?
100%.
Whoa!
You reduce your risk 100%. Something as little as incorporating switching out one Coke or one sugary beverage for a water can definitely decrease your risk of having diabetes and obesity.
Now, for people who are saying, "But I'm drinking calorie-free, zero calories," there's got to be something in that.
Oh, there's always a catch.
Okay.
Always a catch.
Well, what is the catch on that?
So one thing we're also doing on campus is adding more water refill stations. There are so many different components to this grant, and that's what's great, because there's no one fix. There's no one easy fix. The cooking classes are great. The counseling sessions are great. The educational events are great. But it really takes multiple opportunities and interventions to really make a difference. So if a student, maybe we don't catch a student in a cooking class, but we do catch them in a counseling session or at one of the other activities that we plan on campus. But we have several different components to this grant, and the water refill stations, we're going to be able to add 3 per year on campus. So we already have several stations on campus, but we will have 9 more at the end of this grant period. One of the exciting things is policy change. When you change policy, you've impacted students well beyond when the grant ends, because those policies remain in place. We will be able to provide maps on where these refill stations are to every incoming freshman and transfer student on campus for many years to come, and that's helpful where they know where to go to refill their water bottles instead of stopping in and buying a soft drink for their beverage that day. We also are able to offer personal training scholarships through the Student Health Services. Student Health Services has been very much on board with this. And as a matter of fact, they are also working with us to ensure now that every student with their health visit, they're talking about beverage consumption. If they have a student come in and that student is at risk for diabetes or maybe is overweight, they will discuss beverage choice with them as part of their health visit. So we're changing some policies on campus as well, and that goes a long way beyond beyond the grant period.
Since the bulk of this is focusing on drinking enough mm-hmm. water and the importance of drinking water, let's talk a little about something that you hear often from people. They're saying, well, I don't want to drink that spring water that they're selling all the time. And you hear other people say that the spring water's oftentimes not as good as what comes to you out of the faucet because it's out of a spring. Mm-hmm. And I don't know how closely that's checked for health ingredients. Is there a choice? Spring water, filtered water, tap water? What kind is the best? Or are they all good?
Well, I know with our grant, which is through the State Department of Health, we built our social media messaging around the Bringing Tap Back campaign, which is what the state endorsed. So my thought is if the state is okay with water that's not bottled water, then we are too.
So just drinking tap water is...
Drinking water, any water,
period. Okay. Mm-hmm. But again, remember that the way that they came up with the formula, mm-hmm. take your body weight, however many pounds it is, if it's 200 pounds, because that's an easy number, that fits a lot of guys anyway, mm-hmm. 200 pounds, divide it in half, that's 100, and that's mm-hmm. how many ounces a day. Wow, that's a lot of water.
Yes.
Can you drink too much water? I guess you could do anything too
much.
Yeah,
you could overdo anything. We're not seeing that too much often. So as long as you're drinking water, that's good.
Okay.
So it's really hard to drink too much water.
And again, how long have you been doing this? How long has this program been going?
This grant is very new. We just got the grant in July, and it really picked up. It really got started when students came back in August. So it's new. It'll go on for 3 years, and we know that we've got a lot of work to do. When I went to the Southern Obesity Summit the very first year, of course, our students are not 17 years old, but our youth rate of obesity, ages 10 through 17, we were number one in the nation. Well, those 17-year-olds a year later are some of the same ones that are coming to our campus. So the weight problem doesn't go away when they turn 18 years old. But we have 3 years where we can positively make a difference on campus. And beyond that, we may get some funding to continue it because we have a brand new audience every year as students graduate and new students come in. So there will probably be an ongoing need. But we do have the grant for 3 years.
So you're measuring the students' weight when they come in, determining the percentage that are obese, and you're finding that MTSU's campus, just like the rest of Tennessee.
Well, we're not necessarily collecting that sort of data on the students. The health center does for other purposes, but we're measuring changes in knowledge and behaviors through the classes that we do, the health activities on campus, the cooking classes. We're more measuring, okay, what did you learn from this, and do you plan on changing your behavior, and did you change your behavior with beverage intake and healthier foods? So we're not directly measuring that, though the health center is for other purposes.
Good luck on this, the MTSU Drink Up. We're going to be telling more about that as this experiment continues at Middle Tennessee State University. And that concludes our tribute to MTSU. Hey, have a super rest of the day. Truman's next on WGNS Murfreesboro.